So just to make this clear, because there's now some terminology that we want to use. Let's see. Do you want to be, you'll be getString? OK, so we have some name tags here, like you get at events. So Aaron shall be get underscore string. If you want to go ahead and put this on. OK, and Brian, you want to be printf. So we won't act out all of our actual programs, because this will quickly become obvious. So Brian is printf. So this point, though, remains in that, like, this is nice that I have some colleagues with whom I work here, because I don't really want to do all of the hard work of, like, making things happen. And so if I'm instead the programmer or sort of the orchestrator of a whole bunch of things happening, I can actually sort of implement this code now more physically. And let's focus, though, for just a moment on what the sort of key takeaways are. One, functions can take inputs. Those inputs are called arguments or parameters. And functions can return things. They can have return values. Printf, for instance, does it take inputs? What's the input to printf, for instance? Hello. Yeah, like hello world. Whatever it is you want to print is, by definition, the input to printf. Does printf return a value thus far? It does do something on the screen, certainly. Like, it prints stuff on the screen. But we haven't seen it return something because we haven't seen it with an equal sign to the left. Now, it turns out printf does return things. It's just not often that useful to use. But we've only seen printf for the moment as taking inputs. More on that another time. Getstring, meanwhile, does getstring take inputs? How many inputs? Just one, the prompt that you want the human to see. The first prompt I used was, what is your name? I could make the prompt anything, but that's the question that getString is asking. Does getString return a value? It does. That's, of course, in Scratch called answer, hard-coded as answer. We can store it in any variable we want. So let me just go ahead and implement this program. Aaron, go get me a string and ask the person, what is their name? So she's writing down Elizabeth now. But Aaron has taken input from me. Aaron, go get someone's name and ask them, what is their name? And now you've produced output for me. Thank you. This is the return value, storing the value Elizabeth. And I'm going to go ahead and tuck it away in a variable called name, like this piece of paper here. OK, Brian, could you go ahead and say hello, Elizabeth? OK, so what's going on here? I'm just doing less work, right? Like, I kind of am writing this program. Aaron, go get someone's name. Brian, could you print this out? Like, that's what I've been doing is programming, just delegating functionality to other functions, or in this case, other humans who know how to do that. And honestly, I don't have to know how Aaron got that name. She just got it. I don't have to know how Brian wrote in that particular kind of style of English on the screen. I just know that he can do it. And now my program is complete. Thank you very much to both of these two.